Previously on Doctor Strangelove.
Doctor Strangelove, Lee B and Bryce are currently spending time not having fun at Ben House, home to Ben, whose house it is, little realising that their near impossible quest for the key to Pop was almost at an end.
Oh dear me. Oh, I've come over all faint. I must sit down on this sofa.
Hang on, there's something crawling out from down the back of the sofa.
Oh yes! What could it be?
It can't be. Can it?
Can it be?
Hello.
Yes, it is me, Mr. Olipop. I am back. Well, don't just all stand there staring like you've never seen a man pop out of the sofa before. Say something.
Do you like eating batteries?
What?
Oh, sorry. Just checking to see if you were a robot. They're everywhere, you know. Walking around like ordinary people.
Although, in Ollie's case, it'd be hard to tell the difference.
Oh, shut it, Weeby.
Olipop's back!
Yay!
Yeah.
And who the heck is he supposed to be?
Oh, you mean Bryce. He's, well, Bryce.
Oh, I get it. He's supposed to be my replacement, isn't he?
Well, it was only temporary.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to last.
Well, that's nice, that is. That's extremely nice. I've only been gone a month and already you replaced me with him.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about this.
Why?
I'm irreplaceable.
Yes, well, that just leads us up to asking the rather obvious question. What exactly were you doing down the back of the sofa for a whole damn month?
Well, if you must know, I was eating a sandwich.
Oh, sandwiches again, I knew it.
What kind of sandwich?
Tuna mayo, yummy.
There you go, Mr. B, and Mr. B, it was tuna mayo.
What was its name?
What? You mean the tuna?
Yes, I want you to name that tuna.
Oh, for heck's sake, look, may I suggest something? Whilst the owner of the house, Ben, has gone to the toilet, I suggest we all make good our escape.
What is that?
He wants us to have fun.
Okay, well, in that case, let's have some fun. For a start, I think I'll have some fun by beating him up.
Get lost, little gnome.
Ooh, that does it. I'll hit you. I'll hit him, you know.
Yeah, well, have it you back 10 times as hard.
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
Oh dear. It looks like Mr. Pop and Mr. Bryce don't get on all that well.
Stop fighting. Stop all this fighting this instant.
It's too late. They've run out of the room and smashed the front door down. All the time still fighting.
Oh, come on.
Ah. It's nice to be back out in the open again. It felt like we'd been trapped in Ben House for a whole week.
Funny that.
Oh, look! I see the World War I soldiers are still here.
Yeah, I don't know which battle's the more deadly, theirs or the Ollie Bryce fight.
Oh, look! I think they're about to start fighting over by where that sign says Duck Pond. Oh, well, they've fallen in. Bet that'll cool their ardour.
Come on, let's go home.
Home? Oh, you mean WCR Towers. Yes, okay then.
Let's catch a bus.
But I haven't got a net.
Later, back at WCR Towers, once Dr. Strangelove and Lee B had managed to successfully dry out Bryce and Olipop.
Letter P. Letter P. Huh. Where is it? This keyboard doesn't have one. Oh, I really need a P. Oh, hello, Mr. Pop. Are you feeling much drier today?
3 days. 3 whole days I've been out the back hanging on that line to dry.
Well, we would have put you in the tumble dryer, but the label on your shirt says drip dry only.
And where's that goon Bryce got to?
Oh, he went back home ages ago. He said he needed a spring break. Oh,
thank God for that.
He will return, though.
Is that a threat?
No, I'm just saying that there's a very strong possibility that our adventures with Bryce have only just begun.
Oh, no.
Oh, my giddy aunt!
Hey, it's Dr. Strangelove, and he looks very panicked. What is it, Dr. S?
Bad news, I'm afraid, Mr. B.
Oh, don't say Bryce is returning already.
No, it's worse than that, I'm afraid. Think, you two, think. What is a mad scientist's worst fear?
Dr. Stratagem?
Yes, it is him behind it all. I just know it is. But that's not what I'm talking about.
What the?
That's them. They're here.
It sounds like a spaceship landing on the car park outside.
It is a spaceship, Mr. B. And guess what? Its crew are about to walk through that door.
Dear me, what happened there?
The door just blew up, you goon.
And now they have just entered.
Oh no, the spacemen are here.
And there's three of them.
Oh, but they're not spacemen, Mr. B. Look, they're taking off their helmets.
Quack.
What?
Quack, 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 quack.
You see, Mr. B, they are really space ducks.
Space ducks? Oh, great, now I've heard it all. What do they want?
Allow me to speak to them, Mr. B. I know a little of their language.
Go on, then.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, quack.
Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Quack.
Oh!
What did I say? What did I say?
They said, quack, 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 quack.
No, I mean give us a translation of all the quacking, you goon.
Well, they say that they are very, very angry that you and Mr. Bryce injured a duck whilst you were splashing about fighting in the duck pond at Ben House.
Really?
Oh, I'm sure it was an accident. Tell them that we're very, very sorry and perhaps they'll go away.
Okay. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
They say they will not accept an apology. What they want is revenge!
Oh, no.
Just a minute. How the heck did these ducks in spacesuits get to find out about the duck pond incident? Were they watching?
I'll ask them. Quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, quack.
They say they spied on you with an owl. An owl that wasn't an owl. Remember, the one we saw in the garden of Ben House.
Right, well, that's that then, isn't it? We're finished.
Oh, you're not going to let these silly cosmic waterfowl ruin your day, are you?
Yes, I have a fear of ducks.
Oh, for God's sake, Betik.
Maybe we should all pray to our makers.
Well, in your case, it'll be yourself. You made yourself, didn't you? Out of fruit, wasn't it?
What?
You know, sometimes I reckon the fruit I used was mouldy. Ah, there is a knock. A knock at the door.
But we no longer have a door. It just exploded.
Okay, then. It was a knock on the empty space where usually there would be a door. Come in.
Are you sure that's a good idea? I mean, it's getting very crowded in here as it is. What with three man-sized space ducks quacking all over the place.
Oh, look who it is, Mr. B.
It's three polecats dressed as nuns.
Salutations. We are the Holy Sisters of Stinky, and this is our mascot, the Gosso.
That's very stratagem.
Don't you mean strange?
No, I mean stratagem. As I told you my suspicions before, my stalker enemy, Dr. Stratagem, is behind it all. The polecat nun said salutations, and that is a big giveaway. Dr. Stratagem is the only person I know who uses that turn of phrase.
Dr. Stratagem is a very clever and brilliant man. He is a genius.
And that's not the only thing I worked out from all of this mess. You see, being the eccentric egomaniac that he is, Dr. Stratagem wouldn't have resisted the temptation to turn up at the moment we found the key to Pop, to have a good old gloat.
Yeah, that man, Ben, from Ben House, that was him.
No, he wasn't. But this nun is...
What?
Go on, take off that ridiculous polecat mask, Dr. Stratagem, and show us your real face.
Oh, all right then, I give in. It's really I, Dr. Stratagem.
I ruddy knew it. See, Mr. B, my suspicions were correct.
Ah, very clever, Dr. S. But what about the other two polecat nuns? There are three of them.
They're just robots. As I said, there is a lot of them around, walking around like ordinary people. They're everywhere.
Oh.
Well, that answers that then. Dr. Stratagem stuffed me down the back of the sofa after Tricky Move a tuna sandwich. I remember it now.
And he gave us the spooky elephants. I'll never forgive him for that, you know. I think Dr. Stratagem needs teaching a lesson, don't you think?
So, what did you have in mind?
Ah.
Let me go, let me go, I say. I'm Dr. Stratagem, you stupid space ducks. I demand that you let me go. Let me go, I am not your prisoner. I repeat, I am not your prisoner.
Quack, 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 quack.
I'll get you for this, Dr. Strangelove. I'll get you for this.
So, whereabouts are they heading then?
The moon.
But which moon? Our moon.
Who knows? Who cares? He's gone, that's the main thing.
Yep, and anyway, may I just say this? It's so great to be back.